Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Yud, and as unfortunately as usual, we are learning b'schus the soldiers and those who have been injured, right, and all of Am Yisrael who needs a refuah and a Yeshua, right, both in by the with their money, with their neshamas, and with their minds and their mental health and everything, right? Everybody should have whatever they need, and our learning should be b'schus that. Okay, we have about seven, eight lines up on the bottom of Tes Amud Beis Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara now kind of, if you remember, we had all these different cases, different categories of Nezikin. The Gemara is going to go back and forth. We've discussed a little bit of this before, but the Gemara is going to basically, this is a brisa that kind of goes back and compares the different types of Nezik, different categories that we had in the Mishnah. Says, this is not like this, this is not like this, and talks about all the Chumras, right, that we have by one and not the other. So again, this is a pretty crucial brisa for understanding the first, you know, several blot of the Masechta, so let's see it. Tana Rabbanan will learn the Braisa, Chomer Bashor Mi Bebor. There's a Chumra by Shor as opposed to Bor. Chomer Bebor Mi Bashor. There's a Chumra that applies to Bor, not Shor. Chomer Bashor Mi Bebor. What's, meaning what, and now the Gemara explains, what is that? That Shashor, Mishalim is a Kofar, Vechaya Bishloshim Shal Evet. Several, I mean, a couple of things. First of all, the Shor pays Kofar if it damages, right, if it kills. What's called, it kills a person, right? Again, the shor muad kills a person, so the owner has to pay kofar. Chayav b'shloshim shel eved, if the shor kills an eved kenani, right? So then you have to pay for shloshim kesef. Nigmar dino, if it's nigmar dino, meaning if you paskin that the shor is chayav misa, right? For killing, shor muad is for killing a person, then asr behana, right? It's asr behana, whereas that's not true of a boar. Darko lelech ulahazik. And also, it moves around and damages. Mashen came a boar, and obviously that doesn't apply to a pit. Chomer b'bor mi b'shor. What's the chomers that you have by a pit as opposed to a shor? Sha'bor tchilas asiyos l'nezek. The boar initially, right, it is prepared for damages as opposed to an ox, which starts out, right, as a tam. Right, umuad mitchilaso. It's muad from the beginning. Okay, that's probably the same thing. Mashen came b'shor, which is not true, right, of a shor. Now the Gemara goes on to other categories. Chomer b'esh. Sorry, Chomer b'shor shem mi ba'esh. Chomer ba'esh mi ba'shor. Right, you have comparing esh and shor. Chomer b'shor mi ba'esh. Right, the difference with shor versus fire. What's that? Shor mishalim kofar. Again, we had it before. Right, he pays kofar if he kills a person. Chayav b'shlosh b'shavet. Right, you have to pay that fine if he kills an avikani. Nigmar dino asar b'hana. Okay, masro the chayav shadav akatan. Chayav. Right, we saw that split before. If you give it over to watch to a chayav shadav akatan, people don't have das. So it's going to be chayev, right? The person who gave it over. Mashen kim be'esh, which is not true by fire, right? We saw that split between shor and esh. Whether you're not going to be chayev if you give esh to chayev of the v'kot. Chomer be'esh shit mi b'shor. What's the more chomer by fire as opposed to an ox? Sha'esh mu'edes mitchilasa, right? It's mu'ed from the beginning, right? It's not the shor starts out as a tam and not a mu'ed. Mashen kim b'shor, which is not true of a shor. Okay. Chomer be'esh mi b'bor. Now, fire is more chomer than bor. Chomer bor shit mi b'esh, right? And bor is more chayev. More chomer, rather, more has an extra chumra than fire. What are those? So chomer b'bor mibayish, a boar is more chomer than ish. What's the chumra there? Shetchilas asiyos nezek. Right, initially, right, is initially created for damaging. Right, I mean, initially, right away, right, that it damages, for as soon as it's created. Masru l'chayish ad v'katan chayev. Again, we saw that split as well before, that if we give a boar to watch, l'chayish ad v'katan gonna be chayev. Masha'en kem ba'esh, which is not true of fire. Chomer ba'esh mi b'bor. What's the chomer ba'esh as opposed to boar? Sha'esh dar kalele chulazik, because a esh, like a shore, goes and damages, right? It's fire spreads. Umu'edes lechol, and it's mu'ad, right, to lechol, literally means to eat, but obviously means to consume, right, to burn. Bein davar haroyla, bein davar she'eno roila. Right, but something that is shayach for it and something that's not shayach for it. We have to define what that is, right? It's a very vague statement, but it burns things that it should and things that it shouldn't. Mashen kim b'bor, which is not necessarily true, right, of a boar. So Gemara now is going to go through and talk about other possibilities, why we're not listing, right, other potential cases. The Gemara says immediately, right, v'listni chomer shor mi b'bor, that a chumra that applies by shor and not a boar, she'ashor chayev bo b'kelim, right, mashen kim b'bor. Right, the shor, right, if an ox destroys kelim, right? That's you have to pay for that, obviously. But which is not true, right? We've mentioned a couple times already that if a kalim fall into a pit, right, they are not chayev. So Gemara says that's not actually true because it's not across the board. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, we're talking about Rabbi Yehudi Shita the mechayev on this kalim bebor that says that that if the kalim do fall into a pit, then you're going to be chayev. Gemara says 1 second, but Rabbi Yehuda, if the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, ema seifa. What about the last part of the brisa? Chomer beishmi bebor that fire is more machmer than bor. Sheish dar kalelech lehazik muad lechol ben davar roylo ben davar sheino roylo. Again with this cryptic last line that we said, fire will burn things that it's shaykh for it and not. Ma shein kein b'bor, which is not true by a bor. What davar l'roi lo ma'ininu? What is something that it is things that are normally burned by fire? Eitim, it's wood. Davar shein roi lo ma'ininu? What's something that fire doesn't usually burn? Kalim, right? Utensils. I mean, you use kalim, right, to fuel a fire. Ma shein kein b'bor, you tell me that it's not true of a pit. Right, it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Har Matam Chayev, Har Rabbi Yehuda, on this case, Kalim Bebor. You just got through telling me that Rabbi Yehuda says that you are Chayev for Kalim that fell into a pit. Well, if you're telling me over here that the Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Bryce says there's a difference between Eish and Bor, and the difference is that Eish, you're Chayev for Kalim, even though it's not Roy for fire to burn it, and you're going to be Potter by Bor, because it's not roi, right? And it's a chumrah that Eish has on bor. So what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayev for kalim that fell into a pit. So Gemara says, Ella, two possibilities. I think two possibilities. Ella, olam rabbanan hi? Really, no. Really, the b'risa is rabbanan. Aye, so what about this case that we said before? Why don't we mention, what's it called? That there's actually chumrah that shor is chayev for kalim and bor is not. So Gemara says, yeah. Ton of a shire. Right, we left out a couple of cases. You're right. It's not an exhaustive list. Well, okay, 1 second. Well, ton of a shire. Again, the Gemara always does this. If he says we didn't list everything, the Gemara is only willing to accept that possibility, right, if there's more than one exception. Because if there's more than one exception, it's okay. It's not an exhaustive list. If it's everything except for one case, so that one case must be unique, right? Then that the Gemara always assumes this, and the Gemara asks immediately, "My shire v'hai shire. What else did it leave out?" Okay, we have the extra case of kalim, right? The difference between shor and bor. But what else are we leaving out that would say that the shire that we're leaving out extra cases because you need to have more than one, because otherwise the one seems to be unique and specific. So Gemara says shire tamun, right? There's a shire tamun. The case of Tamun, that's by fire, that if a person burns down a field and there was something that was hidden there, so they don't necessarily have to pay for the item that was hidden in the needle in the haystack, right? You don't have to pay for the needle because it was that's an extra chumrah by Eish. So it left that out as well. And again, just to clarify, the list, when we say the list, doesn't mean the list in any one specific thing. We mean the brisa, right? Because obviously that's a chumrah by Eish. Here we're talking about a chumrah by Shor versus Bor. Right? That's a chumrah by Eish. Okay, so that's an extra chumrah that the entire brisa left out. So therefore you could say Tana Vashar, that's really referring to the Rabbanan Shita. Eboy Seima, or you could say Lola Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'davar she'in ro'i la, lavla su'i kelim. Right, what was the problem with Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Because we said before, right, that Rabbi Yehuda says that kelim are chayiv in a bor. And then we had said, what do you mean? Wait, 1 second. We had said in the Braisa that fire usually burns things that's not ro'i lo, and you're going to be chayiv, that Eish, you're going to be chayiv for things that are not ro'i lo, as opposed to a pit, right, which you're not going to be chayiv. Well, and we had said that was referring to kalim, which Rabbi Yehuda obviously doesn't say, because he holds that kalim in a pit is chayiv. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, v'davar she'in ro'i lo, what is that? It doesn't mean kalim. It means lav lasuye kalim. It's not including kalim. El lasuye licha nero v'sipsecha avanov. We had this before once, that the fire burned either the ground, right, the field, or the stones, right, or the rocks. Right, so in that case, you're going to be a chayev for Eish, but you're not going to be a chayev for a pit. Obviously, right? You can't, pit. What's it called? Rashi explains, and Tosas right punches it also, that a pit is not going to damage land. Right, a pit. Obviously, you can't have land that's damaged by a pit. Doesn't exist. It's not a thing. So Gemara says 1 second. Maskevah Ravashi. Ravashi says 1 second. Listen to Chomer Bashor Miba Bor Shashor Chayev Bo Shor Psuli Hamagdashin. Meaning 1 second. Meaning we have an extra chumrah. Meaning what else? What else should we have listed? Right. The Gemara says, why don't we say that also shor is more chumrah than bor, because shor is going to be chayev if it gores a pusul mikdash. Meaning that if you have an animal that was supposed to be brought as a korban, right? And an ox, it's had some sort of psul or whatever, and the ox gores that. So then in that case, right, the shor is chayev, and shor is chayev, which is not true. That's not true, right, of a boar. A boar is not going to be chayev. Right, because of amesiyalo, because the animal belongs to. We'll do that on a base, but again, you're not going to be chayav for a boar. So yomres bishlama rabbanan he's idi the shayr hach. So if you say that we're holding like the rabbanan, so we left that over. Shayr namihach, because this is an extra case that we left out as well. Eli yomres Rabbi Yehuda. Again, if you remember, we're saying that it's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Again, we gave two possibilities how you can understand this price. So if it's the rabbanan, so we said a ton of a shayr where we left out a bunch of cases, and here's an extra case right that we left out as well. But if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, right, we didn't leave out anything. Right? We just explained the Brice according to Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't say we're leaving out anything. So then my Shire, the High Shire. So then why, right, what else are we leaving out, right, that you left out this case also? Squire says, Shire Dush Beniro, right, a case where the shore, right, if it dush, it literally means it's trampled, right, trampled another field, right, and a shore is going to be chayev for that, but not a boar. The Gemara says, Yimishon Dush Beniro, Lav Shiruhu. Well, that doesn't count, right, that doesn't count. The Tanya Shekin Darko Leilich Al Hazek, because that would be included, that would be subsumed under, right, when the Brisa said that a shore is its way is to go to walk and damage, well, that's exactly what it's doing. It's walking all over your field and damaging, so that would be included. That, therefore, that would not be an extra case that it existed, excluded. Whatever. Anyway, that would be not a case that it excluded, because that would be included in the Mishnah under that category. So therefore, according to Rav Ashi, right, that we couldn't understand the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be by the Shita of the Chachamim, because otherwise we don't have anything else, right, that Rabbi Yehuda would have left out. Okay, good. We said that the person prepares some of the damage, so he's going to be chayev for all the damage. The Gemara says, "Tan rabbanan." Again, basically what we said in the Mishnah, that if a person is responsible for some of the nezek, for some of the damage, so he's going to have to pay the entire damage. Ketzad, what's the case? Chofer bor tisha, one guy digs a pit in Rishis Rabban that's 9 tefachim deep. Uba achar rishlim ul asara, someone else comes and digs the last tefach, right? We said, if you remember, that 9 will do nezikin, will do damages to an item, but it won't kill, but 10 tefachim will kill, and ashore. So in that case, ha'achron chayev, the last one is going to be chayev, even though he only did a portion. Right, of the nezek, he's going to be chayav like he did the whole pit. The Gemara says, "Lo karebi." And this is actually against Rebbe's shita. The Tanya is below the Braisa. Hachover bor tisha ubo achar rishlum ala asara. Again, same case, right? One guy digs 9, the other guy digs the extra 1 to bring it to 10. So achron chayav. The last one is going to be chayav. And that's what we said. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, achar achron lemisa, meaning the last guy is going to be chayav if the animal dies, and achashneim lezaken, if it's damaged, though, that both of them are going to be chayiv for nezikin, right? When we had said, right, that the only the second guy is chayiv for nezikin for any damages that happen. Okay. Rav Papa Amar lemiso devrei kol. Rav Papa says it can even be Rabbi Shita, because we're talking about miso, and therefore that's everybody's Shita, because Rabbi agrees that in that case, the second guy is going to be chayiv for the death of the shore. Igadamri, some people say, lema delo karebi. Some people just explain, right, that say, maybe it's not like Rabbi. Some Rav Papa, right, lemiso devrei kol, the Rav Papa again answered that way. Just a different phraseology of the above. Give and take. Okay, fine. Maskal Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, "Vesulaka." Now we're gonna have a bunch of possibilities. Why didn't we list? Why don't we bring another case where a guy does half the damage, some of the damage, right, and then has to pay all of the damage? I mean, that's the case we talked about. A boar. That's the case we're talking about. And we're gonna have a bunch of possibilities. Right? Why don't we bring other cases where the guy does some of the damage and is chayiv for all of it? So, like, aren't there any more cases of Ha'ika? What about the following case? Masar shor lechamish bnei adam. Right, you give a shor over to 5 different people. Upashu bo echad mehem v'hizik. So, in that case, and one guy doesn't do his job. Right, get 5 guys need to do the job. One guy doesn't do his job, and the guy damages. So chayev. So that guy's going to be chayev. So Gemara says, well, we didn't list that because hechidami. What's the case? Right, ilema debalav ihu lo mehavi minter. So pshita, right? If you're saying that the shore wouldn't have been watched without this guy, meaning you needed, like, I don't know, they're holding him down, and only 5 of them can hold him down, and he just kind of lets go of the rope or whatever, so obviously he's the one who blew it. So obviously he has to pay. The Ihu Kavid, because he's the guy who did the damage. Right? Ela b'dalav Ihu Nami Minter, Maya Kavid. Well, and if he, and the other side, if he didn't really need to do it, if he they could have guarded it without him, so he didn't do any damages. So it can't be, right, that can't be a case that would, that he does part of the damage and is chayav for all the damage. Maskel Rav Sheshes says, what about this case? Ika marve b'chavila. Guy adds more chavila is a pile, but it means a bundle of wood, right? Meaning you add fuel to a fire, right? So even that's part of the damage. I mean, a fire is already burning, but you add fuel. Why is that not part of the one of the cases? So Gemara says, yeah, chidami. What's the case? Yibalavihu lo azla. If without him, meaning the fire wouldn't have gone. Meaning if he added the necessary fuel for the fire to go damage. So pshita, obviously, right? Otherwise, it would have burned out before he got to the next guy's field. So he's the one who's chayev. And again, same problem. If he wouldn't have put the fuel in, and it would have gotten there anyway, so then he didn't do anything. So then, therefore, that's not a case that we can exclude either. What about the following case? The following price: five people sit on the bench. And they don't break it. Right? Classic, imagine this in the cartoons, right? One guy comes at the end, and that guy comes and he breaks it. So the last guy's chayev. Rav Papa could go in Papa Baraba, right? Pasha says Rav Papa talking about himself, just like Papa Baraba, who's a big boy, right? Who's a big guy, right? So apparently, see, that should be a case. Guy only did a fraction of the weight, but he's chayav for all of it. So Gemara says again, hey chidami, what's the case? Idlema bidalav ihu lo itvar pshita. If you tell me that it wouldn't have broken without him, so okay, so he's the one who made it, who broke it. El bidalav ihu nami. It's Var Mike Ovid. And again, if it would have broken without him, so what did he do? So in that case, that can't be a case we're talking about. The Gemara says, one second, but so masisa hecha mitarasta. One second, that's a brisa, right? The thing we just quoted is a brisa. Must be true in some scenario. Right? Again, five people sit on a bench, one guy comes and breaks, last guy's chayev. What is that case? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha debalav ihu have mitvar betreishai, right? V'hashta itvar bechadasha, right? Really, it would have broken in 2 hours. Now this guy comes and it breaks an hour later. Damri leg, because they can say to him, 'Ilav at havi esfina tve porta v'kaimen,' because without you, we would have left. All right, they weren't planning on sitting there the whole 2 hours. They were planning on sitting for an hour and a minute. This guy came and sat down, right? And they, and therefore, we're going to be chayav. They could say to him." Right, you're the one who caused it to break. I v'leim lehu, but he, the last guy, could say to him, "Ilav osim b'didi lo havei mitvar." But if you guys weren't there, right, I wouldn't have been enough to break the bench. So why in the world, right? Well, should I be chayev? So Gemara says, "You're right. That's not the case." Lo tzricha debahadi b'samach b'hu tovar. Meaning, what happened was the guy wasn't sitting on the bench; he was leaning on the people. Many of the Gemara says, well, pshita, well, obviously, if that guy was leaning on the people and that provided the extra weight, so obviously then he's chayev. So Gemara says, you might have thought, kochu lav kagufo dami. You might have thought that a person's koch, right, his strength, right, his force, right, is not like himself, right? Kamash malan, therefore, it becomes teachers, the kochu kagufo dami, right, then no, it is, right, the kol hecha tagufo davar, kochu nami davar, because anywhere where he himself, the body, is going to break something, right, so his koch, the strength from his body, is also going to break something. I was su laka, but what about, there are more cases where the guy does, right, half the damage, right, and really is chayev, the entire thing. Right, this following brisa, he ku asar b'nei adam b'esar maklos, right, or Rachman Tzlan, right, invokes images of some of the scenes you're seeing on social media. Right, 10 people beat somebody up, right, beat some guy with 10 maklos, with 10 sticks, but bein b'bas akos, bein b'zer akos, right, kulam p'turin, right, regardless if they hit him at once or the one after the other, they're all p'turin. That's the chacham, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Zera Omer, oh, b'zeh chazah achron chayev. If they all took turns, and the last guy is the one who's going to be chayev, then pesha kerev es misaso, because he brought the guy's death right to closer. Right, he was makarev his misa, so he's going to get again. Obviously, he's not with his hit alone. Right, he wouldn't have been chayev misa, but after right after all of them, right, he brought the guy. He brought the guy to closer to death, right? So he's going to get, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Zera. So why don't we count that case? Like it says, because the little kamari. We're not dealing with a case where a guy got killed. We're just talking about right where the guy people are chayav for damages. So you didn't want to mention that. Ibai same, another answer. But plug the little kamari. We're not dealing on the chokas. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Velo vak meaning little karebi. The first thing we said, right, basically was that it's not the mission is not like Rebbe. Right, so the Gemara says, "The look, Rabbi Chabanan Mokminan." No, Enochinami. Meaning, when you have a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbanan, Beseder. So, like, we pass like the Rabbanan, so that's fine. We're going to quote that. But Karebi Yudah ben Beseder, Veloka Rabbanan, Lomak Mina. But here, what do we say? So the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, right, is the one who says that everybody's potter. Now you tell me our case of where a guy does half the damage or some of the damage is in chayiv the whole thing. That's a Rabbi Yudah ben Beseder. That's a Das Yachid. That we're not going to quote, and that we're not dealing with. Okay. Chavit Tashlumi Nezek, Tashlumi Nisko. Mishnah says that he's chayiv in the payment of the damage. So Gemara says, Gemara makes a good deal. And he says, it says, Chavti ben Nisko lokotani, el but Tashlumi Nisko. The Mishnah doesn't say you got to pay for the Nezek, for the damages. Right? It says you have to pay the payment of the damages. What does that mean? Meaning, that seems to imply, right, you have to complete, you have to finalize, you have to finish, right, the payment. Meaning that, as you'll see in a second, the shore, let's say the shore gores an ox, or ox gores an ox. So the maciello, let's say the owner is now left with a dead ox. So you have to pay the difference between a dead ox and a live ox. Not that you have to pay for the entire ox, but you have to pay the difference. You have to be mashlim, right, up until, right, the value, as opposed to whatever is left right now. So if it's a broken window, right, you take the pieces of glass, right, what would it cost to take the pieces of glass and make it a window? I don't know if that's really how we view it, but that's the same idea. If you break something, right, the difference between the broken pieces and the completed piece, instead of the entire value, right, of the piece. Tani lahu tana rabbanan, and we're going to prove this from three different psukim, and this is true. The Brisa says Tashlumi Nezek, Malamisha Bailim Metablim Benavela. Right? When the Pasuk says Tashlumi Nezek, right, that the Bailim, the owners, right, have to deal with Metablim Benavela, and Metablim means to deal with, right, the Navela, right, the dead animal. Menani Mili, how do you know that that's true? Meaning, and therefore the implication is that the guy who did the damages, right, just has to compensate between the difference between a dead animal and a live animal. Menani Mili, how do you know? So we're going to quote three psukim. Am Rabbi Ami. Damar Kra, Pazik says, Makin Nevesh Behema Yishalmena, that is a case of a person who kills an ox, right, so you have to, or a shore, or whatever, or an animal, so you have to pay for that. Altruki Yishalmena Ela Yashli Mena, you have to complete, right, the value of the item and the difference between the dead animal and the live animal. Rav Kahana Amar, Rav Mehacha, no, it's from here. And Tarofi Tarefi Veo Eid, right, Hatarifa Lo Yishalem. If the animal is tarofi taref, like the lashon of Yosef Tzadik, but that's case, that's talking about a shomer, and a shomer is going to be chayiv, right, for onsim, for example. And so if the animal is torn apart, right, so then you have to have an aid, that was an ones, right, and therefore he's not going to have to pay. And ad trefa yishalem trefa atzma lo yishalem, meaning ad trefa, theoretically you have to pay up until the value of the trefa, but not for the entire animal, the entire trefa itself. You would pay, right, theoretically you would pay b'chayef, right, the difference between the trefa and a live animal. Chizki amar mehocha, Chizki says from this pasuk, v'amesi yalo, and the pasuk is for him, that's again, that's a shore that goes ashore, v'amesi yalo, who gets the mace, who gets the dead ox, l'nizak. Right, the guy who owned the victim, quote unquote, the guy who owned the shore that got killed. Again, we also learned Bechizkia taught that as well, that the Nizak gets the dead ox. How do you know? Right, maybe the dead animal should go to the damager, right, the guy doing the damage, who, and therefore he should pay the full value and then keep the ox. So Gemara says, nope, that's not how it should be. Gemara says, what do you mean? What do you mean? It shouldn't be like that. So Rabbi says, if you thought that the dead animal belongs to the mazik, the guy who did the damaging, so the Torah should have just said, right, you pay shor taka shor, right? You just have to pay for the animal that you killed, right, and that you subsequently take. What does it mean that the mace should be his? It must be the only thing that makes sense, right? That if it's adding something, and that the mace should stay, right, by the guy who damaged it, by the guy who got damaged. Utsrichan, you need all three, right, of these psukim. The ikas of Rachman Amakev Behema Yishalmena. If you would have said someone who damages, right, by a person who damages a shore, so Mishum Doloshchicha, that's not common at all. Aval Trefa, by the case where the Trefa, where the animal, right, tore apart another animal, that's the Shchicha, that's common when animals, you know, fight all the time. Emalo, you might have thought that we don't say that the guy who owned the ox gets the Trefa and he has to go and sell it and take care of it. So Shchicha, therefore, then we need the puzzle to tell me that. Viashmin and Trefa, if you would tell me the case by a Trefa, whether again an ox tore apart another ox, so then Mishum Dememela, because that happens, right, kind of on its own, right? Animals kind of fight each other, right? And the guy didn't intend for that to happen. But if a guy goes and shoots an animal, Right? You might have thought that we don't say that the guy who got damaged needs to deal with a dead animal and sell it and, you know, to kind of get the value. So the Pasuk says that, in fact, he does. V'yesh min ha'ani tarti, if he would have had those two, so ha'mishum de lo shchicho, right? V'ha'mishum de mamela. Again, we had those two exceptions, right? Either because it's common or because it kind of happens on its own. Avol mesi alo, right? De shchicho b'yad, but by the case of mesi alo, where you have a shore versus that goes on the shore, the shchicha ubiyadayim, it's common, right? And it's done by the person, maybe, but the shore itself, right, does it, right? And that was a guy, the shore that the person should have watched, that's considered to be right, biyadayim. Emalo, you might have thought that that's not true. Right? Therefore, the Torah has to say, right, that he actually does, right? The guy, the damaged party has to deal with a dead animal. V'yesh minan ha'mesi alo, and if we'd only had that last pasuk, mishum d'mamona kamazik, right? That's the only case where the guy's properties did the damaging. Avohacha, right? But the case of the megufo mazik, where the guy himself, right, shoots the animal dead, say, hello, you might have thought that that's not true, right? And the damager has to deal with the dead animal, not the guy who got damaged. So therefore, Tzricha, we need to tell us that in all three cases, right, it's the guy who owns the animal that got killed, right, has to deal with the dead animal, and the guy who did the damaging, right, has to pay the difference between the dead animal and the live animal. Okay, we're going to stop here, Vosa, and we'll go right down the Halakha Shas tomorrow. It's a Shem, we should see a Yeshua Bekarov, and the Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen, Ken Yeratzon. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.